Santa in a lane's about six or seven off them. Bivouac as well, but he's running on. But it's Nature Strip well clear at the 150 from Red Cell. Parada charging at the end, but Nature Strip, he's a force of nature today. That's his fourth Group 1. Brilliant.
It certainly was brilliant. One of his best Group 1 victories, winning the TJ last year. Rod Lyons joins us this morning. How are you, Rod? Are the nerves starting to jangle?
Not quite. No, I'm pretty calm at the moment. Pretty happy. Pretty happy space, and really looking forward to it, like you guys and everybody in racing. It's going to be a fabulous race. I can't wait.
Up there or on the couch?
Well, I'm on the couch. I've got a pretty sick mother-in-law and a pretty sick dog. They're pretty close to the finish line, so I've got to stay close to them because I couldn't leave them with my wife to handle it. So I'm home on the couch and hoping that the horses will cheer me up today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Rod, last time we spoke to you was Lightning Stakes Day morning, and you told us that you might be getting into the scotch a bit early behind the bar. Could there be a similar type of routine today?
I'm trying to hang off till 12 o'clock. I've got to get through till 3:30, and that tends to calm the nerves a bit. A little alcohol tends to calm me down.
Rod, what's it like, the gap between runs with a horse like Nature Strip? We don't often see him back up, even race 2 weeks in a row. In a sprint race, when you own a horse, races over in 60 to 70 seconds, and then you've got to wait 3 weeks or 4 weeks. What's it like, that anticipation between runs with a horse like this?
Well, that's a very good question, because you would like to see it race, again the next week and what have you, but you leave all that to Chris, and he organises it all. But from a personal point of view, you do get, you anticipate it coming again, you look forward to it coming again, and, that 3 weeks can seem like 3 months.
What about last start? It must have been hard to watch, because he was sort of home, and then Eduardo sort of just kept edging back. And then that was on top of the Black Caviar Lightning win. So overall, the beast is back, but it must have been a bit frustrating to see what occurred in the last 20 metres last start.
Well, it was torture. It was like watching the race. Yeah, you guys watch races, especially Dan calling. And I had a feeling from the turn that he was home. You could see he was travelling better than Eduardo. And I thought, well, got 3/4 of a length in front. And I thought he was home. And then really the only time that Eduardo was in front was where it mattered, was that bob on the line, because he was behind a stride before and he was behind a stride after. And then on the run through, Nature Strip was probably a length in front after they'd gone 50 metres past the post. It was just that one bob. Now, I mean, he got beaten fair and square by a damn good horse, so there's no bitching about that. You know, the horse, he's a terrific horse. He's 29 starts, 15 wins and 5 seconds. I think he's run 4 or 5 fourths. He's only been out of the first four times. But he is beatable. Like, he's not Black Caviar or Winks. He is beatable. But he'll give us a run for our money today too, I'm sure.
I always joke about the man that shifts the post, Rod, and particularly when you're watching on the TV at home, getting that sense of where the winning post is, and that would have been a perfect example last start, because as Matt said, he did look the winner. You would have felt fairly comfortable, but the last 50 metres, you'd be thinking, where's that bloody winning post?
You're spot on. Yeah, on the track, it says like 200 metres, 150 metres, 100 metres. I've never seen 100 metres so long, because I looked like he was 3/4 of a length in front there, and I'm looking at the finish post. It seemed to be going further away from him. Instead of getting closer, it was going further away. But all credit to the winner that day. It was a good win.
I reckon you're a punter, and you do the form. I reckon you're probably feeling as comfortable as you could possibly be today about the scenario. Bivouac's, they're talking him up, as they always do, but he's still not delivering. Eduardo, you know what you're going to get with Eduardo, and Masked Crusader and maybe even Libertini are sort of floating around, but there's no Classic Legend today. There's no Red Zell, those sort of horses. What's your assessment of the task today?
Well, firstly, you're right. I've had something on him at $7, and I've got a couple of nice doubles going with another runner in Melbourne. I think, and talking to Chris, like, Chris doesn't blow his bags or he doesn't overrate the horses. He's very, very withdrawn. He's very conservative, and he is tickle pink with horses. So I could not have him going any better. And James is the same. He just said, I can't work any better or go any better. So if he can bring that to the races today at his top when he's got no issues, he's almost unbeatable. And I'm hoping he produces that today.
Is that take us into the bubble with Chris and James McDonald, is that as confident a tone as you've heard from them from the entire time you've had Nature Strip with Chris Waller?
Matt, I'd say yes. I would say,
really?
Like we had problems last prep. He had a virus he couldn't throw off, and he wasn't eating properly, and he had mucus several times. And he has been tickle pink this whole prep. But to answer your question, yes, I don't think I've heard him as happy with the horse almost since he's had him.
Do you like the gamesmanship, the build-up? Joe Pride, he's put it out there this week that Eduardo, he thinks, is the best sprinter in the world. And after the beating last night, he said Nature Strip is a bully at Randwick. If he doesn't get his way in front, he doesn't compete like he normally does. Do you like the gamesmanship?
I do. I think it's fantastic for racing. And I think it's got everyone talking at the local pub last night. They were all in one camp or another and all sort of saying a similar thing. And so I think it's terrific for racing. And as we all know, actions speak louder than words. So somebody after the race is going to be a hero and someone's going to be walking off with a tail between their legs.
What was that thing he had a few years ago that he said the same thing about and then he ran into Black Caviar?
Oh, Rain Affair. But he wasn't far off with Terra Vista, though. So you've got to give it to Joe. He keeps batting up with some pretty good sprinters. Is the barrier draw maybe a little tricky today? Because you've drawn inside Eduardo, and we know that he can be a little slow away, Nature Strip, and Eduardo flies the gates. So do you see a scenario where Eduardo will cross Nature Strip early?
Look, that could happen, and I don't think that's going to be the end of the world, because the way they've been training him and the way he trialled the other day, he did relax. Part of the problem with Nature Strip is that there's never normally anything that can go fast enough with him. So, you know, there's only one time where something has led him comfortably and he actually blew it away with Sunlight in Adelaide one day. So I'm hoping we might get a similar scenario today where Eduardo does cross it and lead. We can sit just at his girth or in his behind him and finish over the top of him. And that's the job of the pilots, isn't it? They'll work that out as soon as the gate opens.
Well, just to remind you, this is exactly what Joe had to say about Eduardo and Nature Strip.
I think we can do either and potentially win. So, and that's the good thing about this horse. He's got, he is versatile and adaptable. Whereas I think Nature Strip's pretty much only got one way he can win. And when you watch his replays at Randwick, he's a bit of a bully at Randwick. And if he doesn't get his way, he's quite vulnerable. So we've got to take his way away from him. So, you know, whether that means crossing him, that's going to depend on how we begin or when we put some pressure on him, but he won't be going around unopposed.
What do you say to that, Rod?
Good, good. I think whichever they decide to do, that will be good. You know, I'm sure if James wanted to kick up, he could lead Eduardo. I'm not concerned about that. I'm more concerned about the last 200, not the first 200. And, you know, it'll be a great race. And as I say, the only time that he's ever sat behind one, he did blow them away. And a couple of times where he was beaten at Randwick, and it not sound like an owner making excuses, he wasn't right. He had problems. When he has been right, he has, you know, raced very, very well. So we're turning up today with no excuses. Against a great field, it's terrific. You know, it's great for racing. It's like you know, the race a couple of weeks ago. You glued to your TV. You can't wait for it to happen. And I'm excited. Win, lose, or draw, I'll be happy. And I think the end result of the day will be the same for me.
I reckon it's an advantage, the barrier situation. I reckon he'll aim up at Eduardo. Look, I think Jamie Carr just had him coasting along in the early stages of the Lightning without worrying too much of what was around us. So yeah, I'm not sure that's... I mean, I know what Joseph Pride's saying, Rod, but I reckon, as you say, you will be happy to let him go and then just aim up at him.
Well, you know, there's so much, you know, to think about. But they'll sort it out. You know, we've got great trainers, great jockeys, great track. Let's wait and see. You know, I think that I've heard time and time again, you go there with a preconceived plan, as soon as the barrier's open, things can change. Who knows? Iguata might miss the start. You know, we might miss the start. You know, something else might happen. But all things being equal, I think those two are going to be, you know, side by side somewhere through most of the race. Whether they can hold off Bivouac and Masked Crusader, and that remains to be seen.
Rod, 20 minutes before that race, I'm sure you'll have a nerve settler by then, and this might settle your nerves. A horse that's bred to stay, and if he's not bred to stay, he's bred to get over the sticks in a couple of years' time, I reckon, through Irish Eyes. Tell us about him.
Well, he's been a quite a slow maturing horse, and he's still nowhere near right. He's lucky to be alive. He had a bad colic attack, and we thought he'd lose him, and then he got a bad virus. So he's a pretty tough fella, and he just keeps on improving and improving and improving. And David and Kieran are very, very happy with him. And Declan Maher, who I reckon is a trick judge, he's been in his corner from day one. And it's hard stepping from a maiden straight to a listed race, but as you say, he's got Stayer written all out of him. He's out of the Zabil mare, who won over a mile and a half, and he is just improving all the time. He's going to be a lot better horse in 6 months' time, but he does stay all day, and I think he's going to run one hell of a race today for us.
Gee, it's going to be an exciting day for you, Rod. Good luck to you and your fellow connections with the big boy Nature Strip up in the TJ Smith. And I think it was almost Dino's best of the day, or one off, through Irish Eyes today. So it could be a huge day for your famous colours.
Well, yeah, the best judge in Australia. That makes you feel more comfortable. You're right.
And we don't want to make you sound like a Saturday drunk every time we talk to you. So you can have a herbal tea. You can do whatever you like today, Rod. You don't have to hit the Shivers Regal at 10:30, although it is in red figures, that scenario.
Well, no herbal tea for me, mate. The Shivers will start favour, all right?
Good on you, Rod. Best of luck.
See you, guys. No worries. Thank you.
Rod Lyons, senior part owner of Nature Strip.